back with you on KNBR tonight. Dieter Kurtenbach hanging out until 10 p.m. in for Mark Willard all week. Willard got pushed on up to the big time. He's filling in for both Papa and Lund. One man doing the job of two. He deserves a raise. A man who has always deserved a raise, one of our favorites here on The Sports Leader, Marty Lurie. The man, the mosaic is about to start getting put together, Marty. It's going to be a smaller mosaic this year, but where's your excitement level right now?
Well, I'm starting to get very interested, really. You know, we've got another 10 days or so to go before it actually happens. But, you know, next Monday and Tuesday, we've got live exhibition games on the radio and TV, Giants and A's. And then, of course, on Thursday, the 23rd, we've got the second half of the doubleheader with the Giants and the Dodgers down in L.A. So, heck, this is Tuesday, so, you know, we're starting to get the feel for that this is going to happen, and barring any sort of catastrophe, and I've said this all along, Dieter, you know, you and I have talked about it, you know, we're at the mercy of the coronavirus, of COVID, and, you know, as it spreads around the country and states are rolling back and who knows what's going on, you know, baseball's just sort of holding their breath that they don't get caught up in the middle of that. So we'll see. But, yeah, the mosaic is a lot smaller, but let's face it. It starts, I'd say, August 1st, so to speak.
Oh, interesting.
And you got
okay.
2 months of a race to the finish.
It's gonna be a lot of fun. I've also been calling it a demolition derby, which I'm kind of in on. I feel like when you have 30 teams fighting for the same amount of playoff spots, everybody is in contention at the end of July, beginning of August. That's something that's never happened before in the history of baseball. It could provide some interesting fodder for sure. You and I both watched the Giants center field cam. They streamed it out for a little bit today. Anything stand out to you at all in some of that inter-squad scrimmage game that we were able to see, or any of these inter-squad scrimmage games where we've seen some footage kind of leak out?
Well, a little bit. One, it's quiet.
Yes,
and
sir.
And that really, really came home to me today without fans. And I don't know what the games are going to sound like. If they're going to pipe in crowd noise and have Rennell announce batters and, you know, have things on the scoreboard, whatever. But, boy, it seemed awfully quiet, almost like a batting practice, you know, that sort of thing. That grabbed me today watching the game. But Johnny Cueto today, I mean, he looked sharp. Honestly, didn't look like he was holding anything back. I've got good reports on Sean Anderson, and we got to see him pitch a little bit today. A good slider. Alex Dickerson took him deep and way deep in right field. And as you and I said, I guess it was a home run because he kept running. The next thing you knew, he was crossing home plate. So they don't show you exactly what happened. But the other thing, and I've heard this too, Brandon Crawford. Let's face it, he's being challenged here, you know, for his job. Will he platoon? Will Mauricio Dubon slide over to short and make a righty-lefty platoon? Will they hit for him during the game? And he got into a situation with Cueto, and the first two swings of strikes were Crawford trying to hit it out into McCovey Cove. And I said to myself, let's see if he cuts down on his swing with two strikes. And, boy, he sure did and got a pitch a little bit away, and he just, no question, line drive to left field for a single. And I thought that was really pretty good. I thought that was good. Sandoval, you know, he was there, got his swings in, didn't make any contact. Should have noticed that. But basically, it was just interesting to see the game and without the noise of the game. And that, to me, was what I – you heard the ball popping into the glove and maybe the bat hitting the ball a little bit. But, boy, this is going to be something to get used to watching a game like this. Now, John and Dave and Mike and Krug do a great job, and, you know, you'll have them in the background describing it, and there will be noise pumped in, I'm sure. But this is going to be a little different.
Yeah, well, I'll say this. It was very quiet, a little eerie, I'm with you, until that Dickerson home run, because I didn't need to see where the ball went. They never turned the camera around. We just saw home plate the entire time. But that ball, there's words that I could say that I can't say on the internet, but that's the only way to describe how hard he hit it. Looking at the outfield competition and Alex Dickerson, and maybe he's just a guy who's kind of penciled in as the DH against righties, but how do you see, I don't know, there's kind of a morass of outfielders here on this team. How do you see it shaken out?
Well, I think it's a work in progress, to tell you the truth. I mean, you have your basic guys. You've got Pence out there. You've got Mike Yastrzemski out there. I assume Jalen Davis will be out there to some degree. Mm-hmm. Who knows about Billy Hamilton? You know, but you've got the usual suspects, Slater, people like that. And I think what we're going to see is the new Giants baseball. And this is something fans are going to have to get used to. Mm-hmm. And watch Gabe Kapler manage this team 2020. He and Farhan are married together, probably until at least 2023.
Okay.
Because they are in this thing together. And they've bought in the program together. And that is to get the platoon advantage and use everybody on the roster as much as they can in different positions and all that. So you've got DeBone in the outfield as well. I just tell you this. Tell me who's pitching, and I'll tell you who's playing.
Right.
And then tell me what's going on during the game and who the relief pitcher is, and I'll tell you who the pinch hitter is going to be. Because we're going to watch a lot of that. It's all scripted. Mm-hmm. They've played these games out a million times, mm-hmm. and this is what they're going to do. So get ready for new Giants baseball. That's what we're going to see.
You're telling me there's a marriage that has an expiration date. I got to get in on that. That sounds like a pretty good situation, all things considered. You mentioned the pitching, and you mentioned Johnny Cueto earlier, and you said you liked what you saw. And then Anderson, yes, he gave up the homer, but a lot of people very high on him. We're not talking about the pitching all that much, and it's understandable. We want to know who the kind of starting nine are going to be, even though it's more or less a starting 18 with this Giants team. What are your expectations for the starting pitching staff, if they're still called starting pitchers in this day and age? What do you think about the Giants pitchers going into the campaign?
Well, two things. One, the big issue last year was hitting.
Yes.
They were one of the worst hitting teams, and they have not improved on that dramatically on mm-hmm. paper. It's mm-hmm. still the same team, so let's see where that goes.
Totally.
With that in mind, again, we're looking at a new era of baseball, and certainly Giants baseball. Mm-hmm. You look at Cueto, you look at Samardzija, who's gotten hit a little bit here lately. You look at Smiley and Gausman, maybe a Derek Rodriguez, Logan Webb, and people like that. Those are probably your starters. But what we're going to see is twice through the lineup, and then the next wave is going to come in, and then the next wave is going to come in. So I think they're really the telltale sign to answer your question, what's the pitching like? It's not just the starting pitching. Starting pitching probably is capable of mm-hmm. doing a good job for them. Smiley and Gausman especially have looked very sharp. It's what comes after them. That's going to be the story. Can you rely on Andrew Suarez? Can you rely on Derek Rodriguez? You know, those are the names of Sean Anderson. There's really only Tyler Rogers and Trevor Gott mm-hmm. At the end of the game. So all that is up in the air, Tony Watson. So I think to answer your question, I think the starting guys can do their thing a couple of times through. And then the interesting part of the game happens, trying to get you from inning six to the ninth or from the fifth to the ninth.
Connor Mendez had a pretty good outing yesterday,
yeah,
according to reports. What do you see for him? Because he's kind of one of those, obviously, I don't know what the roles are this year. If he's a starter or a swing guy. He's a guy who can probably take a couple of innings, and that's all we can really say going into the 2020 campaign as for a role for a pitcher. But what do you like out of Mendez? What do you think he needs to work on in the offseason? What do you need to see from him to feel more comfortable with him kind of going more than an inning or two?
Well, number one, it's hard to judge anything because they're playing amongst themselves.
Of course.
And in a squad game. So we can't judge them against other major league hitters. Mm-hmm. So if Mendez gives you two good innings against the Giant hitters, terrific. But you don't know what he's going to do against the Rockies, the Padres, or the Astros, or mm-hmm. that kind of thing. I think with all these young pitchers, and you can take every one of them, every one you've named, right down to Logan Webb, who may be the best of all of them.
Yes.
And it is major league command. And it's being able to throw that 2-2 pitch where you want to throw it and not hang it and be able to make a major league pitch that they can rely on. And that's we have not seen that yet from Connor Mendez. As good as the arm is and Sam Selman and, you know, all the names that you want to throw at me.
Right.
Put him in a major league game with the game on the line and let me see quality major league pitchers that they can command. When I see that, then I'll believe it. So That's part of the beauty of this season, honestly, is to watch this thing develop and see who jumps up and who doesn't. But to answer your question on Connor Menez, you got to put him in a major league game, mm-hmm. and he's got to show command, mm-hmm. not just be able to throw a strike, but put the ball where he wants to put it in a very difficult situation. Then he's ready for the big leagues. So, and they got a bunch of guys like that.
Right.
And we'll have to see what happens with them.
One of the guys that I imagine everybody around the Giants is talking about right now is Joey Bart. And given with Buster Posey being out, opting out of the season, the fact that the top two guys on the depth chart are non-roster invitees, and then you have Chadwick Tromp, who seems like he's doing pretty well, but who knows if that's an actually long-lasting thing. A lot of people, including myself, thinking, throw the kid in the water, see if he can swim. The Giants trying to pump the brakes a little bit. Where do you stand on the Joey Bart artificial controversy that we're trying to create here?
Well, I've said it publicly. I think he should be the catcher.
Yeah,
he's number two pick in the country. We've seen him in two spring trainings. He's been up with the club for 35 games, spring training for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And all the times I've seen him on the field, maybe he got overwhelmed once in all that time. So barring any other player who can come in and do better than him, I would give him a chance to do it. Look, they keep saying he hasn't caught enough innings over double-A ball and all this kind of stuff. It's Joey Bart. He's the number two pick in the country. We've seen him for 2 years in spring training. Wouldn't you rather see him than Heinemann or Brantley or Tromp?
Of course.
I would.
Absolutely.
I would. Now, I brought this up on the show Saturday night to Kerry Crowley, and I said, Kerry, maybe they're not bringing him up because of the contract. They don't want to start the clock. Kerry says, absolutely not. That is not the case. They firmly believe he's not ready. I'm not sure what to believe. But look, guy hits a home run, gets a base hit the other way, and he catches. Nobody has ever said, you know something? After watching him catch a scrimmage or an inner squad game or an exhibition game, boy, he doesn't look so good behind the plate.
Right.
I've never heard that. Ever.
Right.
Ever.
It seems manageable.
The only one I ever heard it from is Farhan and Kapler saying that he needs more time. But when you watch him perform, there's never a criticism. You don't say, well, gee, he didn't block those balls very good. He had to call that inning very well. You don't hear that about him. Gee, he didn't throw well to second base. So I think it's a big smokescreen. I think it's about money. And that's where I believe, for whatever it's worth.
Yeah.
As far as Chad Tromp is concerned, mm-hmm. the main thing is that you don't misspell his name. That's the biggest thing. Just don't misspell his last name, please. And that's number one. Number two, he's really a double-A catcher.
Right.
And, of course, again, this is not major league pitching. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a major league game that he's facing. And, sure, he's, you know, probably getting more fastballs. And, you know, he looks like he can swing the bat a little bit. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. You know, I wouldn't get too excited. We've been down this road with Eli Marrero. Mm-hmm. And if you want to go back to before you were born, Randy Elliott, people like that.
Okay.
You know, we've seen the phenoms of a few innings of so we call spring training ball.
Right.
I wouldn't get too excited yet.
I hope that you're not right when it comes to the service time, perhaps manipulation with Joey Bart. It makes the most logical sense. I would just hope that the Giants are above that kind of thing where it's not as if they're lacking cash. Like, why would you need – he's 23 years old. He's performed at every level. Yes, it would be nice if he can get more seasoning, but where is he going to develop better? Is he going to go up against major league hitters, see if he can get the job done, 60 games, more or less a clean slate, or have him practice – against a bunch of guys that he's way better than, and he's probably only going to help them and not really help himself in his development. I agree with you. It doesn't make much sense that he's not the major league catcher. Hopefully the Giants come off their stance there. I want to get your thoughts on these last two things, then we'll let you go. You've already been way too kind with your time. We don't talk about defense enough when it comes to baseball, and it's obviously a dramatically important part of the game. Maybe that's just an overarching criticism of all sports. We don't talk about defense enough, but I was kind of looking at some of the numbers last night, and I certainly remember watching Giants baseball last year. They had some pretty darn good gloves out there in the field. Is that something that you can see improving in 2020?
I think so. I really do. Hopefully Dubon and Wilmer Flores, not a great glove, but they seem to be able to hide them.
right,
at first base and situations where they can hide him out there. But Yolmer Sanchez is a gold glover, great hands.
Yes.
Duvall looks like a good second baseman. They're trying to make him a center fielder. We'll see how that works out. But it looks like he can play short as well. Longoria's still there. Crawford's there. Belt's there. Infield defense is good. And outfield defense got better last year. Mm-hmm. In 2018, it was awful. It was awful. It was terrible.
Absolutely.
They couldn't do anything. Couldn't catch anything. Last year got better. And we'll see if this year gets better, too. Let me see who's out there, what the situation is. It's not a great outfield, let's face it.
True.
It's not a great outfield. There are no real great defensive names out there. Maybe Steven Duggar, if he keeps his feet, if he dives for a ball, he ends up with a shoulder separation.
Right.
But, you know, let's see where it goes. But, yeah, their defense is better. Look, there are two things in baseball. Mm-hmm. One, you got to pitch, mm-hmm. and two, you got to catch the ball. Mm-hmm. If you can do those two things, you're in the game.
Yes, sir.
They are better now. They are better now at catching the ball. Now, there's no pitcher hitting. So if you notice, they are not working on a lot of defensive plays. They're just working on game speed.
Mm-hmm.
But the pitchers really look clearly ahead of the hitters from what I saw today. Mm. So they're not doing a lot of drills defensively. Let's see if that becomes an issue the first couple of weeks. Because what they're doing now without the pitcher hitting, you know, there are no bunting drills. There are no real defensive drills that are going on,
mm-hmm.
at least that we've seen. So I would say, answer your question, defense will be an issue the first couple of weeks. I think it's really something to watch.
That'll be really interesting. That's a great point because it's so tough. They're having to make these quasi-diamonds in the corner of the outfield, and I don't know if you can get the reps that you really need, whereas in spring training you have all of these diamonds and everybody's in golf carts and you can really hone in some of these skills. That will be a fascinating thing to watch. I'm curious to your thoughts on this, and then we'll let you go. And again, appreciate you coming on, Marty. Starting the season at the end of July kind of brings up a big question about baseball. There are a lot of teams that sort of start slow, and then they heat up as the season progresses and the weather gets a little bit hotter. Do you think that has to do with the fact that the ball's going to fly a little bit farther? It's, you know, hot weather. There's more kinetic energy going on. Or that's teams kind of getting into a little bit of a rhythm, understanding the lineups, understanding the momentum that they have going on. Maybe it's a combination of both, but do you think that the fact that the season's starting at this juncture of the year could maybe help those Giants bats that are certainly a question mark going into the year?
You hope so, although I think the pitching is ahead of the hitting.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, for pitchers over these last couple of months, they worked out and their arms look a lot stronger as a hitter. Where are you going to hit, you know, over these couple of months? That was a problem. So I think we're going to see the pitching dominate early on. Another question, I'll ask you this, baseball.
Yeah.
Is it going to be the 2020 baseball, or 2019 baseball, or the 1930 baseball?
Right.
You know, what are they going to throw out there? Because, look, they need excitement. Mm-hmm. They need home runs. They don't need a lot of 2-1 games with people snoozing, you know, after the fifth inning.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a factor, too, to see what kind of baseballs are used. But I think it's so new for everybody.
Right.
To start a season at this time, two spring trainings, masks, social distancing, and everything that these ball players are going to have to go through. That I'm telling you, I just think this is one you're just going to have to sit back
mm-hmm.
and watch it and see where it goes. I don't think you can predict anything. I really don't.
I'm with you. And that makes it fun.
Yeah.
As weird as
yeah.
it's going to be, as strange exactly. as it's going to be, it's going to be fun one way or another. We'll find out. The Giants can win 40 or lose 40. Hopefully it's not any more either way. That would be a bit off of the bell curve. But Marty Lurie, you're going to carry us all the way home on it. Can't wait for baseball to really get going so we don't have to watch center field cams anymore and wonder where the ball went. It's going to be great. Thanks for coming on, man. Really do appreciate it.
Anytime. Thanks. Have a good night.
How great is Marty? Every time he comes on, ray of sunshine. We're getting the pieces for the mosaic. We're lining them up. Couple colors over here, couple colors over there. Little Kevin Gausman over here. Little Tyler Gott over here. Maybe a little bit of Joey Bart over here. We'll find out. Hope the Giants change their mind on that. That would be certainly great news. And I think an olive branch to the fan base at this point. Because as much as I want to think the Giants have a shot to make something happen, The talent, let's be real, it's lacking compared to their peers. Now, weirder things have gone down than a team with quote-unquote lacking talent, easy for me to say, of course, making the playoffs, winning the World Series. I mean, we've gone through this before. Baseball is beautiful in that way. But, man, the likelihood is that the Giants may be in it for a while, maybe a little feisty, a tough out, but do I think they're going to the playoffs? I'm not betting on it. Would love to be wrong. Would love to be wrong. In the meantime, though, let's see what this Bart kid has to offer. I'm not asking for the youngins. I'm not asking for guys who aren't ready to come up for my enjoyment, for our enjoyment. No, I'm asking for a guy who looks ready, who sounds ready, who his teammates say is ready to be at the major league level. It doesn't seem like too much of an ask. We'll see if the Giants change their minds on Joey Bart. I hope that it's not a service time issue. That would just be super depressing if that was the actual case for the San Francisco Giants. I'm just going to give them the benefit of the doubt, and we're going to trudge forward, and we're going to close up shop after the break. Curtin Bach in for Willard on the Sports Leader.